LocalFM.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Channel Radio and Kent Business Radio on this Tuesday, the 11th of July, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds. We've got some more lovely guests to talk to you very shortly. We've got loads of tweets and emails still coming in. We're going to do a few of those, and then we're going to talk to our next guest. So, Joe, do you want to kick off with something?
Yeah, so are you a manager who would like to feel confident managing staff? Whether you're new to managing people or would like a refresher, this HR course for non-HR managers will be a benefit. So this is Gemma Fairclough-Haynes is running HR for non-HR managers. So you would attend as an employer. The worry of an employee suing you can be one of your biggest concerns. Great leadership results in a great team. And the course is designed to give managers confidence and peace of mind in managing staff. So you'll learn... The managers will learn to they'll have a solid foundation and basic understanding in HR and employment law, and they'll get 5 months support with HR and employment law queries. They're covering topics such as interviewing and selecting the right people, understanding the importance of documentation, how to work within the parameters of employment law, effective absence management, and so on. And the training is in Kings Hill, and it's 1 day a month, 10 till 3, and it's £249 a month, including lunch. And to book, you can just go to info@orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk or visit Eventbrite or go to their website, which is orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've had a tweet from Al Frank Monk. Do give him a follow on the Twitter and his vlog activities. He's a video blogger, so do follow him. Fantastic photographer as well. Got a lot of time for Al. Really, really good. So give him a follow on the Twitter. Talking about sports sponsorship, I've had an email. I've had an email from Gillingham Football Club. And they say, with the new season just around the corner, we're looking for a company to sponsor the first game of the 2017-18 season and to get behind Adrian Pennock's new-look squad. Being the Platinum Matchday sponsor really is the ultimate matchday hospitality. The day will include complete advertising package, VIP parking, a tour of the Priestfield Stadium, champagne on arrival, pre-match fine dining experience, half-time and full-time refreshments, match day program for you and all your guests, a team sheet, present a bottle of champagne to your selected man at a match, receive a framed signed shirt, Sky TV, a selection of photos from the day, truly will be a day to remember. For 10 guests, it's a mere £1,600. And for 6 guests, it's just £900. If you'd like to know more, speak to James Knott. James is the commercial sales manager at Priestfield. And you can email him at jknott, that's K-N-O-T-T, at priestfield.com. That's jknott@priestfield.com. If you fancy being a Platinum Matchday sponsor for the opening game of the 2017-18 season at the Jewels.
So Kane and Beer are back. So on Thursday this week, they are having their networking night and they're in Costuri in Bromley. And that's from 6:30 in the evening. They've still got a few spaces left. And if you'd like to join them for a networking evening, then you can grab your ticket today. They're a great way for local businesses to meet and engage with others in a laid back, friendly environment whilst enjoying a curry and a drink or two in one of their favourite local restaurants. The cost is £22.50 and includes poppadoms, a starter, main course and rice or bread and your first drink. And all you have to do is go to caneandbeer.com/curryandbeer and you can get in touch also by email inquiries@caneandbeer.co.uk and you can find out more about the curry and beer nights and also their bookkeeping services, or you can call 01689 768273.
Fantastic, thank you. I had a tweet from Fruitworks, and I go, you know what it is? It's Bunker Day, and we're all listening over here in Fruitworks. Can we have a shout out, please, for the community workspace in Canterbury?
Good.
You're shouted out.
There you go.
I've also had a tweet from the Ashford Volunteer Centre, Ashford VC on the Twitter, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. Hi from Ashford Volunteer Centre. We've always room for more volunteers. We particularly need volunteer office and volunteer drivers. So if you fancy doing some charitable volunteer work, we've got a driver here that's free.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. So if you've got a transit that he can take round the Nürburgring, that would be great.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know.
So anybody else, contact Ashford VC, Ashford Volunteer Centre. Cheers.
Brilliant.
One more, don't you?
I've run out.
Oh, have you? Well, I'm going to tell you about this.
First, in my whole time of doing this, I've never run out. Yeah, well, no, I've got loads of things to say, but I've run out of bits of paper.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, I'll give you a few more.
Hand some over, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here you go, there's a couple more.
Thank you.
But while you're sorting those out, I'll read this. MPRIT Solutions have a business security event on the 21st of July. How to keep your business and data safe. MPRIT Solutions, in association with Microsoft and their partners Gearings and Red Alert, are excited to invite you to attend an event in Ashford at the Ashford Chamber of Commerce on Friday the 21st of July. During the event, we will discuss how to keep your business and data secure from an ever-evolving threat from physical, environmental and digital influences. If you want to find out more, there's a website specifically for the event, which is data-secure.eventbrite.co.uk. Let me read that again. It's data-secure.eventbrite.co.uk. So do check that out.
I've been inspired.
Do you?
I could talk about next Tuesday. It's the Women in Business event at Western Hanger Castle at 10 o'clock. Mm. And they've got a brilliant speaker. She
I know.
Amazing.
You know, I heard this, but is she not coming? Because I saw that it was you on there.
Yeah.
Oh, it is you.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I thought you meant because I was supposed to be doing the radio show.
No.
But I've rearranged that. So I'm speaking about productivity. I'm speaking about what I do and how I got to do what I do and all those other
You're
things.
You're speaking I'll about to-do lists, aren't you, Jay?
I'll throw in a bit about productivity on the way. And there's also a 30-minute mastermind. Share your business challenges and benefit from all the business brains in the room. And some chat and networking and everything else organised by the amazingly lovely, wonderful Annabelle Webster and the FSB. So do come along.
It's a fantastic venue as well. Sarah Paul's Gaff.
Yes.
Western Hanger Castle. It's brilliant.
Just
She's
up broad.
Been on here with me.
Yeah.
She's been on here with me.
She has indeed.
Yes.
And in fact,
we held
an event with Rift 2 years ago now, which was Forging the Future.
It was so good.
It was brilliant, wasn't it?
We can't beat it.
No, you couldn't surpass it. It was so brilliant. That was it.
To be honest, people are still talking about it. There's no need to do another one.
That is true, actually.
I know.
She's not schmoozing you. That is actually true. People keep asking me when we're going to do another one. So I'm glad you brought it up. So we will do another one at some point.
One day.
Yeah. Cool. Do you know what? As I started talking to you, Nettie, I think I'll continue.
Okay.
It's absolutely lovely to welcome back onto the Bunker Show for another month. The lovely Nettie.
She's rocked up again. Hello.
Yeah, we keep moving and you find us.
Tell me where
How's
you
that
are.
Working? It's the lovely Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting. Hello, Nettie.
Hello.
And you've delivered us, once again, a really interesting guest, according to Twitter anyway. It's really going all off on there.
I'm not being funny. Twitter's never been so popular with my guests, has it?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are being that nice about him, though, and he is nice.
Well, that's usually, this is the Bunker Show. When were we ever nice about anyone?
Well,
that's the whole point, isn't it, really?
The only mean as well, if he's not on it, he can't even see it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm used to it.
Could be what the problem is here. Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm fine.
How's things in the world of Rift?
Things in the world of Rift continue to be really busy. I'm just looking about what I've been doing since you were like, I was last
here. I've just had a thought.
Help. Yeah, go on.
You know, it's nothing to do with the show at all. On the side over there is a letter.
Yeah.
Which is stamped and addressed to Rift. I could give it to you, couldn't I? Instead of walking to the post box. I never thought of that.
There you go.
Oh, no, hold on. I've got to sign. Before you take it, I've got to sign it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't go until he's done his paperwork.
Yeah.
So you're signing your accounts off and I can take them back to the office.
It's something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I can do that. And do you know what? There's no extra charge.
Oh, you're so kind.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. So, going back to what we've been up to, Kiba's happened since I've been here last, which was sponsored.
You sponsored and supported the Kiba, didn't you?
We did. Mm. Which was a really good evening. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Apart from that, it's very much been business as usual.
Right.
Lots going on. We're doing a lot of work as well with apprentices, like you brought up earlier.
Yeah.
You'll know, because we both agree, it's a real bugbear about not finding these people out there and too many people.
Sure.
You know, don't get me a soapbox on it. But it's really interesting, and all this trailblazer stuff coming along where you can actually almost write your own apprenticeships in the industry now.
Yep.
It's going to make such a difference.
Absolutely.
Massive difference. And real opportunities.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Really getting into that.
And a lot of people don't realise in the world of accountancy and stuff like that. Back in the day, people thought that you had to be a graduate or anything to get into accountancy. It's not true, is it?
No, it's not. It's, but also, there's so many different routes to go
through. Yeah, exactly.
And you could have someone who decides to be a chartered accountant, just as much as you could have someone who could be really specialist in payroll.
Yeah.
And payroll can be complicated, tax codes are complicated, pensions have all come in. It's not a straightforward job.
No, absolutely.
And there's loads to do.
And it changes on a regular basis.
Well, every time someone from a budget stands up, they make up a new set of rules, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
We have to look for a way of...
And then at the moment, they back out of them a week later and change them, but yeah.
Don't write your newsletter within 10 days, because it might not still be true. But yeah, so loads going on as usual. Can't see that ever changing.
Cool. So introduce our guest that you've kindly brought along to us.
Well, where do I start?
Yeah.
Well, this is Gary.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Sorry to give you a dodgy quiz show. Right, this is Gary. I'm going to let Gary explain about his business, because it's a family business that's been about for a long, long time.
Okay, well, let's introduce Gary.
Relocated locally.
It's a pleasure to welcome you onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time, Mr. Gary Linen. And Gary is from New World Netcom.
Correct, yes.
Gary, do the business. Tell us about you.
Yeah, I'm just overjoyed to be following a young racing driver.
Yeah, well, we set you up.
Thank you.
Highly accomplished, very articulate racing driver, no less. Yeah, pressure.
You're making it worse.
With an amazing hands-free kit now.
Yeah. Oh, you see,
that's
good.
Because he's following on Twitter.
Yeah. So the company's New World Netcom. We're a family-owned and run business. That's actually been operating for around 25 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, my father started the business
many
moons ago, and we've been based in Ashford locally here for about the last 8 years.
Wow, okay. So give us a feel for the kind of... I'll tell you what, take us back to when Dad started the business and the kind of things that he was doing, because I'm always fascinated by the evolution of how things, you know, even with talking with Jody here, it's the evolution of how you get to where you get to, which gives you an idea of the trajectory you're on. So just take us back to when Dad started the business and what he was kind of doing back then.
I mean, obviously, back in those days, 25 years ago, technology hugely different. Mm. You know, these days you're looking at VoIP and internet provision.
Voice over IP. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You're correct. You know, back in those days, you're probably just looking at analog lines and analog systems and then bringing in digital systems.
No. Yeah. I remember those days. Yeah. It was tin cans, a bit of wet string.
Correct,
And not having a cable, a wire or whatever.
Yeah, acoustic couplers. Yeah.
So obviously, things have moved on. Since I've been in, I mean, I've worked for the business for about the last 8 or 9 years.
Mm.
Come into it, and even in that period of time, you know, technology has really kicked on and changed.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a cloud-based telephone here, which is amazing, because it really, when we first put this in, I was not sure at all how it would be, because, you know, we do telephone-based interviews and the quality of the line is crucial, because by the time you put it through the desk and then broadcast it, it could all go to pot. But so far, the quality of the cloud-based phone has been better than the cable-attached phone. Unbelievable.
Yep. I mean, these days with the cloud-based systems, the crucial thing is your internet connectivity and the speed of your connection.
Yeah.
If you've not got great connection, and in businesses in rural areas, they're still struggling. But somewhere like here, it's going to be absolutely top-notch.
So we've got 200 megabits here. Yeah.
Or in my case at home, no internet at all because of the rabbit cable.
We've not developed rabbit-proof systems.
No.
See, and this was in a rabbit-proof
office,
allegedly, according to Twitter, anyway.
Clearly not.
According to my husband.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Simon.
Yeah. We'll have to get NEC to look at that.
So, Gary, tell us the range of products and services that you guys provide.
Yeah, we're an NEC associate partner, so we install and maintain NEC business telephone systems.
So, I would have called PABXs and things.
Correct,
like that.
Correct, PABXs. Yeah. We provide cloud-based, similar to what you have here, cloud-based systems as well.
Yeah.
We also provide line rental and call billing facilities, so exactly the same thing as BT do, a lot cheaper. So we can actually, if businesses are moving into offices, we can provision their lines from the get-go.
When you talk about lines, let's discuss some of those, because, again, that's technology that's changed. You know, we had around radio studios years ago, we used to do ISDN. And the BBC, for instance, is still obsessed with ISDN. The rest of us go, ISDN.
Well, did you know that that's going away by 2025?
Yeah.
So Gary told me earlier. I was listening.
Yeah.
I was actually impressed then.
Yeah.
Though, but...
I spoiled it by saying he only told me it an hour ago. But
That's it. I mean, ISDN lines, BT announced, I think it was a couple of years ago now, that by 2025 they're looking to move completely away from ISDN technology.
Yeah.
Whether that will happen,
I don't
know. There's 3.2 million channels or ISDN lines in the UK. So it's going to be a big undertaking for them to completely move away from it. I must admit, what I've found is, and some of our customers coming to, as soon as that was announced, I had customers of mine phoning me up saying, we've had a call from a telecoms company and our system's got to be replaced tomorrow, basically, because that's not quite how it's going to work.
Sure. So you do line provision. Talk me through that. What kind of lines? What, I mean, are you talking ADSL broadband?
So we can still provision, going right back to analog lines, basic phone lines. We can provision ISDN lines and put in internet connection for VoIP as well. So ADSL broadband, we supply all of that. So we're a one-stop shop, really, for the businesses for all their communications. We look after a lot of schools as well.
We do
a lot of stuff for schools.
Okay. And do you get involved in the mobile market?
We don't know as a company. It's quite cutthroat.
Yeah, it is.
And it's difficult to pick up new business with the big companies and the big players out there.
Okay. So what's popular at the moment? Where are people going? What's the new vogue? Where should we be looking if we want to stay state of the art or we want to do anything different or special?
Yeah, as we've said, cloud-based, absolutely. It makes it much more cost-effective if you've got what are called SIP trunks, so IP lines, again, as we've spoken about, moving away.
Is he swearing at me?
Moving away from
code.
Moving away from ISDN, you can have SIP lines there. They're so much more cost-effective.
Explain what a SIP line is.
It's Sessions Internet Protocol, so again...
Of course it is. Lines. Of course it is. Silly me.
No jargon in this industry.
No.
It's lines that are internet-based.
Right.
And you get the bandwidth to make your calls. It's a lot cheaper than having ISDN. It's much easier to install them. Yeah. If suddenly your business rapidly expands, you can say if you've got 4 lines, you can easily go to 20 lines.
Right.
Whereas with ISDN, it's a bit clunky and you're ordering new circuits all the time and adding on and adding on.
Yeah. If I remember rightly from the days when I had my PABX installed, ISDN only came in chunks of 4 or something.
It's blocks of 2 and it can only go. ISDN 2 goes up to 8.
Right.
As soon as you're over 8 lines, it's not cost effective. You have to move to ISDN 30, which can take you up to. But with SIP trunks, you can just start with 4. Tomorrow, you could add another 14.
Right.
If you're downsizing again, you can take another 10 away. It's much easier.
Cool.
Something that is interesting with Gary is the pricing structures for what people are paying for their calls.
Mm.
You really need to talk about that because it's ridiculous.
Okay. Let's
talk about
the pricing, Gary.
I mean, again, as well as installing the systems, one of the main parts of our business is we go into businesses, we go into schools, and I will do a complete look and rundown at their call billing and what they're paying. And we tend to find, if I go into somewhere and I find they're with BT, I know my eyes light up straight away because we know we're going to be able to save money.
You're not going to say this. I'm going to say this. BT are my favourite hate company.
This is where I was leading to. This man brought down Tenterden, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to go over the story again because I've already had a couple of rants today, but they are the most appalling organisation ever. They are absolutely appalling. They don't know their backside from their elbow. They couldn't organise in a brewery. They're useless. They're worse than useless. I'm just going to tell you.
There we go. I won't, but I will.
My landline packed up. Now, I don't use my landline. The only person that ever calls my landline is my mum. So when the phone rings, it's my mum, always. And I pick up, hello, mum. Whoever it is, it's my mum. Hello, mum. Okay. And I suddenly noticed one day that my mum hadn't called for a while. And I rang her on my mobile. And she went, I've been trying to call you, but I can't get through. And I realised my landline had packed up. So I reported it. BT then went, yeah, well, we'll fix that within 4 weeks. And then 3 weeks later, someone from Openreach turned up, and they came in, and they went, you never guess what? Somebody had pulled the jumpers out in the cabinet. Oh, really?
Yeah, this all sounds very familiar.
And he said, so your broadband will be back now. I went, I don't have broadband. I don't have an AD, I use WiMAX. I don't have fixed broadband. Oh, why not? I said, because it's less than a megabyte. He went, well, why don't you have Infinity? I went, because it's not available. And he went, oh, it is. It's in the cabinet right next to your thing. I went, come with me. I went onto the website, the BT website, and I went, Infinity. And they went, not available in your area. And he went, no, it is. I went, don't tell me that again because I'm going to punch you. Useless organisation. Totally yes. Useless.
Yeah. Back to core billing.
Anyway, back to core billing. Yeah.
Yeah, so we look to save business schools as much money as we possibly can.
Yeah.
I get a real, and it's quite sad, I get a real buzz out of saving schools money. Yeah. Schools in Ashford we've been into. Yeah. There's one particular school, I won't mention them, but they were with BT, and just for their calls and rental, we saved them $3,500 a year.
Wow, okay.
For a primary school.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing I really, really like to do.
Yeah, okay. So you can do all that kind of stuff just on call management, really?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And again, with the provisional lines, obviously, and we've spoken about the whole network is still owned by Openreach. Mm. It's all serviced by Openreach, but that doesn't stop businesses like ours, resellers, being able to install those lines. But it will still be an Openreach engineer that turns up.
Yeah, sure.
It will be us then that looks after that customer and bills that customer at cheaper rates.
And, of course, just while we're talking about such things, we're now going through, at long last, where Ofcom have finally decided to break up Openreach and BT, which is long overdue. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's coming along? What should we be looking out for in the future? Any ideas of where the telecoms business is heading towards?
Well, it's interesting because obviously with people being, everyone's looking for remote working these days. Mm. Obviously, telephone systems already link up to your mobile phone. You can have you can be out and about and your mobile is an extension off the telephone system back in the office. Yeah. You can take calls, you can transfer calls back into an extension in the office as well. So it's the mobile side of things, mobile working, that's really taking off.
Yeah.
I mean, having said that, you know, the big providers, we're with NEC, they got a new system coming out back end of this year. It will still cater for ISDN, it will still cater for analog, but it's really towards VoIP now and mobile working. But it's... people have been saying in the industry for a while that the almost the PABX is, you know, becoming extinct. Not quite yet. It's just not. Obviously, a lot of stuff will go over to cloud, but the PABX has still got a position in the market.
Well, the interesting thing is with the PABX market, though, isn't it, is that they've progressed what a PABX does. So it does more than just handle phone calls now. You know, you've got all kinds of functions that you can add to it.
Yeah. I mean, the one that's coming out later in the year, it's going to have it built-in call recording.
Yeah.
There's apps that you put on, you know, workers' mobiles and things. So it all moves on at a pace, really.
Yeah. Cool. Gary, interesting to talk to you about what's happening in the telecoms market and to have a locally based organisation. Although you're based in Ashford, do you cover a particular geographic area?
We cover Kent.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Kent.
So the whole of Kent.
Yeah, I mean, historically, the business moved to Ashford around 8-9 years ago.
Where did you move from?
It was in Surbiton in Surrey.
Oh.
A long time.
Foreigners.
Yeah, for a long time. Right.
Cool.
Well, when I first started working, I used to do M20, M26, M25 to Junction 9.
Right. Okay.
So I've got rid of that bit. That point. Didn't miss that. But we look to cover Kent. We've still got legacy customers, London, Surrey, some in Sussex, but Kent is plenty big enough.
Fantastic. Listen, if people want to find out more about you and what you do, what's the best way of doing it?
Website, newworldnetcom.co.uk, as obviously I'm finding out. Twitter should be something that I'll be looking into.
Do you think that's what should be happening?
I'm getting a pasting on it.
I think for his own peace of mind, really, to get in touch with the 2,000 people that are currently talking about him, he might want to get on Twitter at some point and just, you know, kind of bat some of it away.
Have you seen some of these tweets?
I started to read some of them and I thought, oh dear. Sorry, Gary.
Whose pants were we talking about ironing?
Gary's. Gary's
Gary?
Always
just
ironed.
Checking.
Yeah, that's my next door neighbour. I'll be having a chat with him.
Yeah.
About ironing his pants. As you do, yeah. When we're having a serious business discussion and they're tweeting about his pants, eh? Yeah.
I think telephone systems can do that these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Why would you not buy something that's going to iron your pants at the same time?
Well, me? I don't own any.
Yeah, I know. What, an iron?
Yeah.
Well, as ever with the ironing the pants discussion, I'm still going back to why you would, because nobody would see them anyway, generally, in general terms. Well, I don't know
about
you.
She's getting all pragmatic now.
I don't know about you, but I don't go around flashing my pants at everyone.
You might not.
Well.
No, but it pays to know you've got a crease. Does it not, Gary?
It's very true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's my wedding anniversary today, so you never know.
Oh. How long?
Oh, 14 years.
Wow.
No chance then.
It's always ivory. Impressive. Ivory, apparently, 14 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Cool. Yeah.
Well, many congratulations to yourself and Mrs. Linning. And he's got crease pants on, Mrs. Linning. He's watching. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Funk Show. Stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show, but it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Mr. Gary Linning, thank you so much.
Jodie's really impressed he came on a really grown-up radio show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what's going on. Talk about pants.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can go to any length.
We can.
to any levels, to be fair.
We'll stoop to any level on this show.
I don't think I've ever seen an iron, to be honest. So.
See, and he told you it was a business show, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's all in the name of business. Business is run by normal people. So.
That's right. You say, bring your whole self to work.
Yeah,
do normal people iron their pants?
Yeah, no. And normal people don't flash them everywhere either, Letty. No. But just, you know.
Business is run by normal people, and then there's us.
Yeah. Is what she meant.
Cool. I got loads of tweets. We've got some emails as well, and I've even shared some of them with Joe.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from the Stove Hub. And they say, could we have a Business Monkey shout out, please, for Forager Food Cooking Demo at the Kent County Show? Strictly no roadkill, they said. Freshly picked, not freshly squashed. No, well, she tweeted this the other day that they were doing foraged food. And I just said, aren't you dealing with roadkill? And she said, no, that would be horrible. But it's not, you know, roadkill's a big thing, isn't it? The only problem with roadkill.
My dad used to drive erratically around the country when we lived in the country in the hope that a pheasant might drive fly in front of him by mistake.
The only problem.
But you're not allowed to pick it up, are you? You can only pick it up if it hits the car in front, so that wouldn't have worked either.
Well, the problem I have with cooking roadkill is what to do with the bicycles afterwards.
My dad did hit a cow once. We lived in the New Forest. Oh, I told someone the story talking about minis.
Was he in a car?
Yeah.
He had a cow. The cow was in the car. He was in the road.
No, when my dad was like in his 20s, he was driving down a country lane in his Mini, and these three horses that had apparently escaped from a local circus came running down the road towards him. That one went one
juggling.
Side, one went the other, and the other, obviously very enthusiastically, decided to try and jump over the top. Apart from he didn't, landed on the car. And then the police got involved and they chased off after these horses. And my dad waited for ages and they never came back. So in the end, he like drove home. And this is
with
on radio.
With a horse on the roof.
Yeah, he drove home like, you know, like scrunched up, just trying to see and everything else. And got home, parked outside his mum and dad's house where he lived at the time. And his mum got up in the morning and like pulled her curtains open and saw this like absolutely mangled car out the front and was panicking that, you know, something terrible had happened to him. But yeah, anyone else? Spotted horses driving down the road? No?
I would have thought a horse jumping on your car is pretty bad anyway,
isn't
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Additional horsepower.
Very good.
Very good.
Well, he's got a prancing horse.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough horse jokes. I've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media. It's Business Bunker Day. Make sure you tune in. Kempis Radio, can we have a shout out, please, Paul? Fruit Bowl Media, we design really cool websites. So that's Fruit Bowl Media. Do give them a follow on the Twitter, Fruit Bowl Media. Joe.
There was a tweet, wasn't there, earlier, wasn't it, from the cars, We Buy Cars or whatever, but I can't find that. All I can see is flipping Western Hanger Castle on my Twitter account. There's just like tons of retweets.
I've got the Cars from Kent one here.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It says,
read it. Business Bunker shout out, please sell your car. List until it sells for just $9.99, carsfromkent.com.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah. That's the one.
I better say this out loud. All I can see on mine is Prospect Tree IFA.
Is that your next door neighbour?
Do you remember when Mike came on?
I do remember when Mike read that.
Can we talk about Mike coming on?
Yeah, go on, talk about Mike.
Just really briefly, because that will embarrass him a bit. Was he the most nervous person we'd ever had?
I've never seen anybody more nervous.
Gary's not as nervous as Mike.
Even Gary's not as nervous as Mike was.
That does surprise me.
Yeah.
He's very confident.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he was incredibly nervous. He was incredibly nervous.
And I think now I feel like we need to get him back just to see how nervous he would be the second time around.
Did he have a lot of stories?
Yeah, he did. By the time he came on, he was really brilliant. But now what we need to do is to get him back and go, Gary's going to get his own back on you and make him really nervous again.
I'm going to join Twitter just for that reason.
We need you on Twitter and then we can do that for Prospect Tree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, perfect.
I've had a tweet from Terry Botfield who says, can I have a Business Bunker shout out, please, for business support on Romney Marsh and the adjacent areas? Please contact me for an initial meeting or a video call to talk about what we're doing. And Terry can be contacted on the Twitter at TDBotty. All one word, TDBotty. That's Terry Bottom. Stop being smutty, Joe. It's Terry Botfield.
You know, I kept really quiet then so that nobody would know which one you were talking to, and then you spoiled it.
Oh, no, well, I was going to frame you for that.
Jodie was smirking slightly as well.
Yeah, no, never.
Never. So TDBotty, he's doing a range of networking and business events on the Romney Marsh, so do get in contact with him.
Lovely. So I have an email here, Caxton's Property Surgery. It's not too late to book your appointment for Caxton's Property Surgery on Wednesday the 12th of July. That's tomorrow at Turkey Mill Maidstone, where you'll be able to consult with one of our chartered surveyors on any property matter free of charge. If you have something you need to seek advice about, now is your last chance. Blah, blah, blah. If at a later date you decide to instruct Caxton's to act for you on the same matter, then we'll give you a 15% discount against our fee. Call us now, 01622 235507. Or email caxtons-mail.com to book your free half-hour appointment. Did I just say blah, blah, blah in the middle of that?
What?
No one was listening, Joe.
I was so unprofessional, wasn't I?
Oh, you haven't been unprofessional, have you, Joe? You haven't been unprofessional and moved on from talking about ironing pants and running over horses to something unprofessional.
Well, I was sort of filling in as I scanned what I was reading to come up with the key points, but I probably didn't need to say blah, blah, blah whilst I did it.
Probably
so I
not.
I apologise, Caxtons. I'm sorry.
I had a tweet from Tudor Oak, and they say, good afternoon, Vanilla Web. We'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker, please. We make beautiful bespoke oak furniture and joinery, and we're based in Kent. And they've showed me a picture of the most fabulous, fabulous. I would call it a credenza, but it's probably a small sideboard. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Word for it. Huh? I didn't know there was a different word for it. Is this the Kurdish? No, this isn't the Kurdish inventor one. No.
Tudor Oak, they're called.
Tudor Oak. Oh, okay,
and that's their Twitter handle, surprisingly. Ah. Tudor Oak. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Looks absolutely fabulous.
Lovely. So have you read out the one from Lynn Coatings?
No.
That says my name is not Lynn?
No.
So Lynn Coatings, which must be L-Y-N Coatings.
Yeah.
And they would love a chance to chat about, and that's hashtag wood, W-O-O-D. A chance to chat about hashtag wood restorer and come on the Business Bunker. And it says I'm a Kurdish inventor. I think you should get them on here.
Hold on. They're a Kurdish inventor.
Yeah.
What's that mean then? They invented Kurds?
Yeah. I presume really? They're from where?
Is that it?
Oh, why is people
I
holding,
can't read it
holding
from
things
here.
Up from... Oh, right, okay.
I'll show you a tweet.
They're a Kurd who's an inventor, is what... I couldn't think of the word then.
Sorry.
Talk on silent. I'm supposed to keep talking while they're faffing around here.
Sorry.
But this is a radio show. Talk about me being unprofessional.
Which one do you want me... from Mark Bilby.
Yeah.
Who says, Paul and team, I'm currently offering 3 months free rental when switching to Worldpay, and happy to quote Business Bunker. So that's
he was on the other week, wasn't
he? Yeah, it's from Mark Bilby, and he's from Worldpay. Yeah, so you can follow Mark on the Twitter. His Twitter handle is MarkB_WP. If you follow him and use the hashtag BBunker, he will talk to you about giving you a three-month free rental trial if you move to Worldpay.
So for any of us that are already Worldpay customers, is he going to give us the 3 months?
I don't know, because I'm a Worldpay customer.
Yeah. Should we really wind him up?
I think we'll gang up on it.
Yeah.
We'll do him next.
Yeah. So anyway, going back to what I was saying.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So yeah. Lynn Coatings.
Yeah, Lynn, not
what?
Lynn.
Not Lynn.
Now, hold on. Well, before we lose the plot here, what is her name if it's not Lynn?
That's what I was looking at, but it doesn't say it. It says Lynn Coatings is a UK-based manufacturer of intelligent refinishing and non-toxic coating solutions to preserve the value of your assets. And it's wood, isn't it? So it's wood restoring. And he or her say that they're a Kurdish inventor. So are you from Turkey or some of the other countries that also would say Kurdish? And what is your name? Because it obviously isn't Lynn. And yes, you must come on the Business Bunker, mustn't they, Paul?
They must do, yeah. Absolutely. Especially if we find out their name.
I was going to say, all of that sounds very interesting.
Right.
So send another tweet with your name and come and see us on the Business Bunker.
Fantastic. I've got a tweet here from Emma Thorpe, and she says, can you give us a Business Bunker shout out for Min for Growth? I'm helping them promote their event, and then there's a shortened link, so I can't tell you what it is. But Min for Growth is, I happen to know, is a ministry for growth. and they've got a thing at the Nucleus Business Centre, I think. Learn about how to improve your business worth through your brand. Our experts will explain how to grow your brand and make the most of it. The best thing to do is to follow Emma and find out more about this. And that's Emma Thorpe, and her Twitter handle is M's, E-M-M-S, T-H-O-R-P-E, M's Thorpe. Give her a follow, find out about the Ministry for Growth, or follow the Ministry for Growth, and their Twitter handle is at Min for Growth. So do check that out. Have you got anything else, Jane?
So Lynn Coatings, it's wood coating to protect wood type stuff, but I still can't find their name on the website, so it's very disappointing. Right, I've got Locate in Kent. Could our new Plus service help grow your business? This month we launched Plus, our new free service designed to support business growth in Kent and Medway. The service matches our commercial property knowledge with impartial confidential advice and an expert wraparound service, including legal and accountancy advice, access to financial incentives, relocation support, as well as specialist sector and skills expertise. To find out more about Plus helps how Plus helps businesses to succeed, go to the Locate in Kent website, locateinkent.com. And another one, networking event coming soon, summer networking on the 12th of July. That's tomorrow at Westernhanger Castle. Join guests and speakers, including Paul Carter, CBE, to discover the growth ambitions of Kent and find out more about the planned regeneration of Folkestone Harbour. Again, find out more on the Locate in Kent website under News and Resources.
Fantastic. I had a tweet from Natalie Bonnet, and she says, could we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for the Kent Creative Awards show showcasing works by winners taking place at Nucleus Arts in Chatham on the 15th to the 26th of July. And you can follow Natalie on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Kent Creative Art. And you can also hear her very shortly at 4 o'clock this afternoon on this very radio channel, channelradio.co.uk, with the Kent Creative Art Show. So thank you for that. Have you got anything left to read, Joe?
Yeah, I've just got one from 10 to 2. That's 10 and then the number 2 and the word 2. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to announce that the results of our flexible working research survey are here. And so you can go to their website, 1022, so 10, then the number 2, and then the word 2.org, and it's the Flexible Working Report Kent. As it's 10 to 2's 10th year operating in this space, we wanted to explore flexible working attitudes in greater detail to learn what's going well and what's changed over the past decade. We asked over 250 businesses for their views and over 1,000 employees with some really interesting results. So the key findings, things have changed for the better over the last 10 years, but it seems there's still work to do. 91% of employers feeling that attitudes are more positive than 10 years ago, which is a great result, but only 29% felt there'd been significant improvement. 83% of employers agree that flexible working has benefited their business, with 56% agreeing strongly and none disagreeing. And benefits quoted by employers of flexible working include greater retention of valuable staff, employee well-being and satisfaction, and access to a broader talent pool when recruiting. So if you go to 10 and then the number 2 and then the word 2, so 1022.org, you can find the report, and the Twitter is 1022KentA, and that's from Andrew Starbuck, who's the director.
Well, who'd have thought it, eh? Employers and employees like flexible working.
Exactly.
And we've got politicians that want to what? Oh, stop flexible working.
There we go. We're back on
here we go.
The wrong from this morning.
Who'd have thought it, eh? Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
FSB.
We're going to do the FSB.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time in the show where we do the Federation of Small Business News Update. There's loads of local events going on. I'm going to talk to you about them in brief detail, but we do cover them in a bit more detail in a moment. There's a Women in Business brunch at Seven Oaks on the 13th of July. 9:30, and that's at the King's Head, Bessel's Green, and the speaker is Sam Palmer from Peak Skills. There's a Women in Business brunch in Hythe, as Joe mentioned, at Westernhanger Castle on the 18th of July from 10 a.m. with the absolutely fantabulous guest speaker of one, Mrs. Joe Dodds.
Lovely.
And there's an FSB Connect networking event in Tenterton at the Secret Pantry. It's always good. That's my local one. I always go to that. Wednesday the 19th of July, 5:30 in the evening. The guest speaker is the lovely Sue Ferguson, who knows everything there is to know about business in Tenterton and the surrounding areas. Get along to that. It's really good fun. There's an expert clinic taking place on Wednesday the 26th of July from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the Gillingham Golf Club. And there's going to be experts on cloud bookings, world play, and pecunia. So do get along to that. It's going to be a really interesting expert clinic. It's free to get along. That's on Wednesday the 26th of July. And there's a Women in Business event. We were running out of those. In Dartford. What?
What, women or event?
No, I never run out of women. Women in Business events. There's a Women in Business event in Dartford on Tuesday the 1st of August from 10 a.m. and it's at the Base Point Business Centre in Dartford. You can find out about all the events and new events as they come along by going to the bizradio.co.uk website and clicking on the FSB tab, and all their events are listed there. And you can read some FSB news, please, Joe.
So, talking about 10 to 2 earlier, there's a women's networking event in association with them at the King's Head, 2 Western Road in Bessels Green, Seven Oaks, on Thursday from 9:30 to 11:30.
The FSB has called on Sajid Javid to end delays in business rate relief funding. The Federation of Small Business has called on the Community Secretary to provide a letter of direction to local councils in England to speed up help for small firms facing unacceptable increases in their business rates. £300 million in discretionary relief was promised in the budget in March, yet many local authorities have so far failed completely to design their local distribution system, let alone pass it on to struggling businesses. Councils across the South East are expected to receive more than £40 million from the fund over the next 5 years to help firms hardest hit by April's revaluations. Expectations are that Medway, £900,000, Tunbridge and Morling, £600,000, and Tunbridge Oars, £450,000, will gain. A letter from the FSB sent directly to Mr. Javid urges the government to get a grip on the situation and make sure local authorities start allocating the relief without any further delay. Over 500,000 firms will see a rise in their business rates. 4 in 10 will receive raises of 39%. Small firms across the South East expect their bills to increase, according to FSB research. So that was Martin McTague, who is the FSB Policy Director. Get on with it. Come on.
So there's an FSB Expert Clinic on the 26th of July from 6 till 9 in the evening at Gillingham Golf Club. And it's open to all small businesses, sole traders and the self-employed. So the doors open at 6 o'clock with a buffet meal. You can meet your fellow FSB members, the experts and the other guests informally. Then at 6:45 you have the experts having 5 minutes to introduce themselves. And you've just talked about this one because it's all the same people you've just mentioned. World Pay, Pecunia and Cloud Bookkeeping.
Fantastic.
Yes. So and then it's questions and drinks and networking, and it finishes at 9 o'clock. So there you go.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Where's that?
At Gillingham Golf Club.
Cool. Get up to speed with RPM practices. Are you a supplier or a retailer? It's important that you're up to speed with the resale price maintenance practices and compliance within the competition law regulations. New advice has been published to help businesses understand more about the issues after the Competitions and Market Authority fined a domestic light fitting business £2.7 million for dictating online resale prices. If you want to find out more about the legislation, you can go to www.gov.uk/government collections and read all about what you should be doing correctly.
Crowded places protocol. New guidance has been issued aimed at those who own or run businesses and those with a responsibility for security at crowded places. Crowded places guidance for the UK covers key areas of protective security, including physical, personal and cyber, and information about how different sectors can act to help make their business, institutions or organisations safer. The guidance is designed to help assess risk, build a security plan and recover more quickly should there be a terrorist attack. And if you go to gov.uk/government/news/new-crowded-places-guidance-launch. But I'm sure if you just go to that website,
I can remember all that.
Exactly.
Have you got any more FSB ones?
I have.
One more then.
Okay. So employment is up. The number of people in employment has risen to almost 32 million. The highest since records began. 15% of all people in work are self-employed, chiming with FSB's calls for the next government to back this growing group of entrepreneurs. The latest figures also show pay is down at 0.2% in real terms, and they're calling for the employment allowance to rise to £4,000 to help small firms with wage costs.
And that brings us to the end of this week's FSB News Roundup.
Channel Radio.
we're fast approaching the end of the show. We're still getting tweets coming in. We've still got emails to read. I've got an email. You got any more emails to read?
No.
Okay. I've got one to read. We would like to invite you all, with the Mayor and Mayoress of Gravesend, to attend our exciting strawberry afternoon tea on Tuesday, the 1st of August, at the Higham Village Club, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's a paltry £5.50, and that includes food and refreshment. Children are welcome. There'll be lots of stalls and a raffle. Tickets can be bought in advance from Linda at the Higham Greengrocers, so just pop in. Or phone Janet on 01474-822-665. That's Janet on 01474-822-665. All funds raised will go to the Eleanor Hospice, fundraising to support a trek planned for November 2017 across the Sahara. If you're unable to attend the event, you can still donate by going to justgiving.com/Sarah Louise Harvey #1. Sarah Louise Harvey number one. So Sarah Harvey is going to trek across the Sahara Desert, hoping to raise money for the Eleanor Fund. And for those of you that don't know, Eleanor provide end-of-life hospice services, and a large part of what they do is providing end-of-life care in people's homes. Yeah.
For children?
For children.
For children, yeah.
So do support that. justgiving.com/Sarah Louise Harvey #1. Cool.
So you've had replies about from Mark about your Worldpay. He says you just get his personal service. Lovely personal service.
No comment.
And Natalie Benaig says you're perfect.
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Apparently.
Yeah. All French women think that about me.
We need to get her
obviously
to see someone.
Yeah. Get her a bit of counselling. Yeah.
All right, all right. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So, we're kind of fast approaching the end of another show. What I want to do now is tell you what we've got coming up later on this very radio station on channelradio.co.uk. Coming up after the Business Bunker show at 4 o'clock, we have the said lovely Natalie Benaig with her show Kent Creative Art. And today they have Revelation Ashford and the Canterbury Arts Conference are on the show. And you can listen to the show from 4 p.m. So it's 4 to 5 p.m. Kent Creative Arts here on Channel Radio. And today's guests are Revelation Ashford and the Canterbury Arts Conference. So do check that out and have a listen to the lovely Natalie and her arts show. At 5 o'clock, we join Mr. Craig Avery, the lady's favourite, in his stripy socks. And Craig will be doing 2 hours of celebrity interviews and some fine and upstanding music. That's 5 to 7 o'clock with Mr. Craig Avery on The Craig Avery Show. At 7 o'clock, we move on to Rockabilly Hour with Joey Wheeler. So we have Joey Wheeler.
Is that new?
Yeah, well,
I do remember having a Rockabilly Hour.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's a few weeks he's been doing the show. Do you know Joey?
No.
Joey Wheeler?
No, I just like Rockabilly.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. He's got all the gear as well. He's got a pickup truck and everything. No, seriously, he's got a real pickup truck, and he wears check shirts, and he's really into it.
Oh, Jodie could drive that for him.
It's Ellie. Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's the Rockabilly Show at 7 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a show concentrating on the 1960s.
67, I believe.
It's actually 1967. Yeah. And how we've kept it going for a year. The show's actually been on longer than the year lasted, because the year lasted 12 months, actually.
Yeah,
that one did. Yeah. But the show's been on the station for nearly 2 years with the same year. So we've covered a lot of material from 1967. It's been a good couple of years, I have to tell you. And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday night, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
Drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, on a Tuesday evening, we round off the evening here on Channel Radio with the absolutely wonderful Mr. Boy George. and the Club Culture Show, and that's from 10 o'clock. So do stay tuned to Channel Radio for the rest of the evening with some fantastic material for your listening pleasure. But we're at the end of another Business Bunker show. I'd like to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, the lovely folks at Phoenix Interim Recruitment. I'd like to say a special thank you to my co-host, the famous Joe Dodds, who's been absolutely brilliant and has been a supporter since day one, really. 9 years now on the show in one way or another. Mm-hmm.
And I'll still be lurking.
So and you'll still be lurking, and she's still going to do some shows with us. You know, it's just been a huge pleasure to work with you. Ah. I've been offered a tissue for a bit of a weep.
Yeah, can you sob a bit better? Yeah, it's not very obvious yet.
Absolutely. So, thank you, Joe. Thank you for your support. And we will see you again
thank
soon.
Thank you for inviting me.
No. And just a huge thank you to today's guests. It was a pleasure to meet, once again, Mr. Nigel Jones from Purple Tangerine. Nigel had to leave us earlier. Fantastic to hear from Mr. Jody Fanning. And do follow Jody in his career. Currently racing Ferraris, and we wish you continued and much success, Jody. And thank you for being such a great guest. It was also a pleasure once again to welcome onto the counting house of the Business Bunker, the lovely Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting.
My pleasure.
Who once again introduced us to a fabulous guest, according to Twitter, at least, Gary Linning, Gary of New World Netcom. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much, Nettie, for being on the show. We've kind of reached the end of the show. We will be back with you next week. Have a fantastic week out there in the business world. Don't forget, you can tweet us using the Business Bunker hashtag. But we'll be back for another show next week. In the interim, have a fabulous show, and we'll see you all again soon. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.